Good morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Monday, April the 1st. I'm trying to come up with an April Fool's line, but nothing is coming to mind. We've had a rocking good quarter in the U.S. and Canada, for that matter, but markets are showing a bit of weakness following Friday's release of the PCE Price Index, the preferred measure for inflation used by the Fed. And of course, markets were closed on Friday, so this is the first crack of the pan that investors have been getting at here. On whole, the prices actually fell from 0.4 to 0.3, right in line with expectations, and the core rate fell from 0.5 to 0.3 as well, which is good news. Unfortunately, it was offset by a surprise jump in overall consumer spending as the buyers are out there buying up everything in the goods and services arena. That index rose by 0.8, and it was high enough for Jay Powell to step in on Friday to say, you know what, we're not quite done here, folks, so don't expect a rate cut anytime soon. To bolster the idea of economic strength, the ISM manufacturing rose a full percentage point to 48.8, 1 point of 1% anyways. That hurt the 10-year Canada U.S. bonds as well as the 10-year Canada bonds. 10-year U.S. down 90 cents, the yield 4.32. Canadian bonds down a buck and a quarter to yield 3.60. Remember, prices down, yields up. We note the Canadian market was getting whacked by RPMI data, which rose to 49.8. That's the strongest in about a year. And the price index is up to 54.5. That's the prices paid, by the way. So clearly some strength in pricing coming through and keeping the Bank of Canada also from saying, you know what, we're not quite done yet. I have to wait. So no surprise, we're seeing a bit of a pullback. Volumes are lighter than normal because it is a holiday Monday. In Canada, telecom and utilities both down 1%. Plus, we're seeing some weakness in financials and healthcare and real estate. On the plus side, though, we are getting a nice bounce in energy, gold, materials, all up 1%. Technology's up 0.75%. Part of that is due to Ballard Power up 16%. They've got a huge engine order. BRP is also up 6% on an earnings beat, plus Cameco and NextGen, those are uranium plays, are also gathering some attention and putting them at the top of the leaderboard. Now, speaking of prices, crude oil up $1.22, $84.39. That's going to cause a bite at the pump. Natural gas up 8 cents at $1.86. Gold hitting another record high. It's still up $22 at $22.60, but got to $22.80 this morning. Copper up 4 pennies at $4.05. So overall, it's not a surprise. TSX a bit weaker, down 22 points at 22,144. The NASDAQ off 21 points at 16,358. The Standard & Poor's down 18 points at 52.36, and the Dow off 267 points at 39,540. Two-thirds of the Dow stocks are lower here this morning, led by Home Depot, Nike, and a Boeing. In the European markets, they were all closed today because they were open on Friday, but France, Germany, and London all hit record highs, and we're seeing a similar action with closing markets in Hong Kong and Tokyo for the holiday. Last but not least, the loonie here, down 0.2 of a penny. It's at, costing you 73.63 cents. So it'll cost you $1.35 for US dollar, $1.45 for the euro, $1.70 for the British pound. And if you're tracking Bitcoin, it's down $2,700, but still at a lofty 68,500 US. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial. Wishing you a happy and safe trading day.